Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. Hashem governs each and every person's life with such precise hashgacha peratit. We hear exactly what we're supposed to hear at the exact time we're supposed to hear it. Sometimes Hashem is testing us. Sometimes He's giving us chizuk. And sometimes He is giving us opportunities to grab. It is up to us to take the messages and do what we're supposed to with them. A woman who is a dedicated wife and mother related a story which happened to her during the summer. She started a new job this year, which had its own challenges. Her brother had a difficult issue which suddenly came up, which tremendously impacted every facet of his life. At the same time, her mother, who is a widow, started to show significant memory loss and had lost her job and was in need of a lot of tending to on a daily basis. With all of this going on in her life, she had less time to spend on doing chesed for others outside her immediate family. One day, as she was cooking on an Erev Shabbat, she was listening to a rabbi's class on the parasha, and he spoke about the importance of little chesed gestures people could do for each other and what a big impact they could make. It was a simple thought, but it struck a chord in her. She recalled how in the past month or so, she had rejected volunteering for meal trains for people in the community who were not well, mainly because she had her own extended family to take care of. She then began to reassure herself that it was the right thing to do given her circumstances. However, the rabbi's message still nagged at her because she felt that she had missed so many opportunities. Just a few minutes later, she received a call from someone asking if she could host 5 bahurim who were on a road trip from the East Coast whose Shabbat plans fell through at the last moment. She herself lives in a southern state. At first, she hesitated, thinking, 5 extra people? Where would I put them? Do I have enough food? It's going to be Shabbat in a few hours. But then she recalled the words in the class that had just inspired her and accepted to have those boys come. She spoke to one of them directly and expected them to arrive at 2 p.m. She quickly sprang into action, preparing a few more dishes, and Baruch Hashem, with the help of her children, she was able to get everything ready, including a light lunch for when they would arrive. When the boys showed up, she noticed there were 6, not 5, as the original caller had indicated on the phone. It was okay. She had plenty of food, and she had exactly 6 extra mattresses available. The Shabbat that ensued was very special. It was filled with zimirot, divrei Torah, and beautiful company. It was exactly what her brother and mother needed. They got so much chizuk from it, and their spirits were truly uplifted. She began thinking of the whole experience, the rabbi's class, the call, the fact that 6 boys showed up instead of 5, and all of a sudden, everything made perfect sense. It turned out there were exactly 6 different chesed requests that she had received over the summer that she was not able to say yes to. Now, Hashem was giving her the opportunity of doing a chesed with 6 gems with 6 gems over Shabbat who enhanced their lives and uplifted their family. She told this to the boys who were in awe of the Hashgacha Peratit. It was unbelievable how she felt Hashem talking to her, saying, "Here are the 6 chesed opportunities you wish you could have taken." First, she received the chizuk in the form of a rabbi's class, and then just a few minutes later, the opportunity arose. Hashem is guiding us at every moment of the day. It's up to us to recognize the hashgacha and act upon it. Have a great day.